With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After pulling an all-nighter, House lawmakers are now debating President Trump's spending and tax cut bill with a view to a vote later this morning. The president's been talking with Republican holdouts, so has House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We are working through everybody's issues and making sure that we can secure this vote. I feel very positive about the progress. We've had lots of great conversations. I've met with individuals and groups all day long, as has the president, who's fully engaged as well, trying to convince everybody this is the very best product that we can produce.
And Johnson says he's confident the votes are there to pass the bill. While there has been some dissent within the GOP ranks, Democrats have marched in lockstep opposing the bill that would block a huge tax hike while extending the Trump tax cuts. Supporters say history proves that tax cuts supercharge the economy, benefiting individuals, business, and government coffers. There's been a mass shooting outside a Chicago nightclub. It happened last night. Multiple people were wounded. A shooting in northwest Washington, D.C. has killed a 21-year-old congressional intern working for Congressman Ron Estes.
Eric Tarpinian Jackeen was shot and killed in northwest D.C. Monday night. Metropolitan Police and the Kansas Republican confirmed. The intern would have been a senior at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst this fall. The 21-year-old was a Granby, Massachusetts resident who joined Estes' staff earlier in June. Metropolitan Police said in a statement Wednesday that detectives believe he was not the intended target of the shooting. Police responded to the sound of gunshots on the 1200 block of 7th Street Northwest just before 10:30 p.m. Monday night. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
We get the lowdown on the June job scene later this morning. The government releases last month's employment report. On Wall Street, Dow futures 15 points higher. This is SRN News. Montana's abortion amendment is being challenged.
A pro-life group has filed suit to overturn the legislation because of a procedural issue. The Montana Family Foundation says people who registered to vote on Election Day did not receive a pamphlet containing the amendment's full language, something that is required by law. The amendment enshrines abortion in the Montana Constitution, making it very hard for any future legislature to pass any kind of pro-life laws in the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's decision allowing parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of public school classes that use LGBT storybooks was an interfaith victory. The case was brought by a coalition of Muslim, Orthodox, Christian, and Catholic parents in Montgomery County. Until recently, these kind of cases were brought primarily by evangelical Christians. But now, other faith groups are joining in such efforts. This is SRN News. Another round of pink slips at Microsoft.
Microsoft says that its latest layoffs could cut close to 4% of that workforce, or about 9,000 people. In May, Microsoft began laying off about 6,000 workers, or nearly 3% of its global workforce, as the company spent heavily on artificial intelligence. Microsoft says that the new rounds of cuts will affect multiple teams around the world, including its sales division and its Xbox video game business. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The man accused of killing former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and wounding a state senator and his wife is due back in court after a week's delay. Prosecutors allege 57-year-old Vance Bolter carried out the June 14th attacks disguised as a police officer. Bolter's lawyers argued that he was sleep-deprived because of harsh jail conditions. They want a delay in the proceedings last week. More details at SRNNews.com.